Joe Daly, selector, Milford Senior Camogies.
So Joe, All-Ireland final preparation for you yet again. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going excellent. Apart from the weather, everything has been going very well. We're injury-free and the girls are in great form. Really, really buzzing.
Great stuff. We spoke to you after the All-Ireland semi-final victory over Ireland at the Bala, and that was a very, very pleasing day in many aspects of your performance.
Yeah, it was really. We had played out very, very well. I presume for about 55 minutes, we were reasonably happy. We did as much as we could. Small slip at the end, gave us a bit of a fright, but no, the girls were really up for it and they really performed to the top of their ability.
And we obviously know Milford have dominated Cork since their breakthrough a number of years back, but what this year proved was the determination you had after last year's ultimate disappointment.
Yeah, it proves that these girls are made of great stuff, that when you knock them down, they just take it lightly, they don't lie down, they really got back up on their feet, and they vowed after last year's unfortunate semi-final defeat that they were going to make amends this year, and that's where we're at. We're almost there now.
Yeah, so preparing for this Kilmore side, and you were the one to quickly identify that you'd met them before when we spoke to you the last day. You know, you've met them before, you've beaten them before, but how do you feel about them this year?
We're worried, to be quite honest. We're worried because, like always, when you beat a team once, you might have in the back of your mind that you can beat them again. But you also give the advantage to the other team that they know that they have tasted defeat and they want to do things different. And I heard a few interviews that they've done and they're really adamant and they want to avenge for 2013. They reckon they didn't play that well. They reckon they left it after them. So we're very worried, very afraid, very, very on our edge. We're taking nothing for granted because it is an All-Ireland final and it's going to be a massive effort to repeat the outstanding performance that the girls did back then.
And obviously with massive respect for Kilmore, but your motivation seems to kind of go beyond that in the sense that you look completely at yourselves because of last year's disappointment.
Yeah, really the girls have taken upon themselves to really stand up for what they believe in. And they believe they deserve another All-Ireland. They believe that they're going well and they're top of their form, they have enough defeats tasted, so they really are focused on inwardly and doing everything they can right for themselves. And but the opposition kind of worry about themselves, that if we do everything right, we'll be very confident.
So I spoke with your captain Sarah Sexton about the different members to your panel this year that haven't been there before. There's what, maybe 6 to 8 players who've never been in All-Ireland before, have come up through the ranks?
Yeah, it is great for our juvenile club. We have 4 under-16s that have been with us all the way up from under-8s, and it's outstanding for them to be involved in the club. We have 1 or 2 more girls that were away, that came back, and we have a couple of more girls that came into the setup and really bought into the setup, which is amazing that they've completely bought into it, so it is huge. But like on the flip side of that, we are missing a couple of girls. Like Sarah is injured, unfortunately. She was player of the match for the first All-Ireland. She dominated that game. She's a huge loss. And Regina Curtin, who's been travelling, was playing full forward that day, and she's a huge loss as well. But you would hardly realise they were missing to a degree, even though you do miss them, that because the girls have stepped up and seamlessly fitted into their positions.
We spoke after the semi-final. We spoke to you because John was on duty with Limerick. He's a Limerick football manager, for anyone who mightn't be aware. So what sort of challenge does that present this Sunday with that commitment for him as well?
Yeah, well, in fairness, Limerick and Kildare GA, they've made a big effort and they both agreed to move the match just to 1:30. With logistics, they couldn't go any further. So John is in Newbridge. John is up with a Saturday night and he'll be there with a Sunday morning. And he's going to Newbridge then for the Limerick game, and that's on at 1:30. So with the look of God and a bit of good traffic management, he'll be in Croke Park for half-time.
Okay, so like the semi-final proved, and speaking to the girls here tonight, you know, the preparations have been so good that I suppose they've done it without John on the sideline because preparations have been good.
Yeah, well, that's all down to John, really. John have a huge amount of work tonight now. He have a huge amount of planning going into this. There's a huge amount of preparation. There's a huge amount of training going in. You see, we've a lot of the hard training was done early in the year, and now we're focused on his tactics and small bits and pieces. But John has all that focus on, and the girls are fully tuned up. A couple of days before every match, we know exactly what we have to do, and the girls know that once we concentrate on our job and do their own thing, that we need not worry too much about the opposition to the degree. So no, the girls are ready, and the girls are all experienced. They've all been there before. They know what it takes. So that's a massive point. They don't really need our guiding hand. They will be guiding us for a lot of this.
But in fairness to John and the backroom team he's assembled, I see Deirdre Murphy there, the former Clare star, I should say, involved, you know, to help out because of the schedule and difficulties John has at times.
Yeah, Deirdre came on board at Christmas because we knew that we knew once we qualified out of Munster that this headache was going to be there. So, in fairness, we approached the girls, and John approached the girls, and we had a frank discussion about it. And what was decided, the girls decided that John was to stay definitely, and that we get help in. And in fairness, we went to Deirdre Murphy and we asked her, and she fully bought into every setup here. She's come to all the training, she's been in all the matches since Christmas, she's been a huge help, and she's been a fresh voice for us. The girls had us for 6 or 7 months before Christmas, so now they have us and Deirdre, which is a huge advantage as well.
Yeah, that can't be underestimated, to be honest, because any kind of added experience you can add to a squad, especially of Milford's success, fresh voices are very important.
Yeah, and especially successful fresh voices and people they look up to, because like you're at a standard now with John as an inter-county manager and Deirdre being head of sports in UL and playing with Clare and being a Camogie, work for the Camogie organisation. Her range is unbelievable, not only in background and in tactics and in training and in fitness and in diet. She's been a huge help and the girls have bought in 100% to her.
She probably knows better than anyone, really, the Galway girls that she'll come up against, having probably played against them in recent years.
She might have a small bit of inside information. She's spent a couple of years playing club hurling in Galway, so she might have. But she might have said one or two things. That's all right.
Good stuff. Finally, in terms of even just planning and logistics, you'll travel up Saturday, I imagine, will you, and settle Saturday night?
Yeah. Aileen Healy is our coordinator, and in fairness to Aileen, she's done a massive job. We have had a template from the last 2 years that the last previous lads have done, so really we haven't tweaked very, very little. It worked before, so we didn't exactly go on changing the wheel this time, so we've gone really with standard procedures from the last couple of years, which has worked out very well.
And good buzz around the club, I'd imagine. You know, the club get great success from this team in particular, but you're getting good support.
Yeah, we're getting great support. The town and village is decked out in blue and white. All the local businesses have roared in fairness with sponsorship. There's been no shortage of that, which is badly, badly wanted, and very much appreciated, and all the locals and all the local clubs on the outside have helped us an awful lot. And we've had training facilities, because our own have been unavailable, all the couple of local clubs, Charleville GA, Charleville Soccer, we've had Killeedy GA, we've had Newcastle West, we've had Rakeel, we've had Moran Abbey. They've all volunteered all their facilities to us since last November, so there's been a huge help to us, really.
Joe, the very best of luck to you.
Thanks, Lisa. Thank you.